Section 2, Seasonal Gifts. Christmas is a time for giving, and some employers do like to join in the festive spirit and, like the reformed Scrooge, give presents to employees, perhaps to ensure that there is some hearty fare on the table on Christmas Day. If an employer gives the employee a cash gift at Christmas or indeed at any time, that gift will be earnings and liable to income tax and Class 1 national insurance contributions. And that cash payment should be put through the payroll, whatever the amount. If an employer gives an employee a non-cash gift, and one that cannot be converted, say by resale, into cash, there will be no income tax consequences and no reporting requirement for a P90 employee, that is, someone earning at a rate of less than £8,500 per annum. HMRC's guidance to its officers states the following. Do not contend that any liability arises on small gifts in kind given by employers to employees who earn at a rate of less than £8,500 per year. If your employer gives a director or a P11D employee a non-cash gift, even one that cannot be converted into cash, there will be a reporting requirement at Section A of the P11D for transfer of assets or Section M of the P11D for other items. If an employer gives employees a gift that can be sold or converted into cash, the resale value will be reportable on the form P11D, and the higher of the resale value or the cost will be reportable on form P11D. Well, that is the strict position. But let me now consider Section 210 of the Income Tax Employment and Pensions Act 2003, because that confers on HM Revenue and Customs the power to exempt minor benefits that are being made generally available to all employees on similar terms. And the Employment Income Manual at EIM 21863 offers us some useful guidance on seasonal gifts. And I'll quote, it says, an employer may provide employees with a seasonal gift, such as a turkey, an ordinary bottle of wine, or a box of chocolates at Christmas. All of these gifts are considered to be trivial, and as such, are not taxable. For an employer with a large number of employees, the total cost of providing a gift to each employee may be considerable. But where the gift to each employee is a trivial benefit, this principle applies regardless of the total cost to the employer and the number of employees concerned. If a benefit is trivial, it should not be included in a PAYE settlement agreement. So that's good news. Now, whether an ordinary bottle of wine would be defined as a cheap non-vintage bottle of plonk is open to question. But further guidance from HMRC is to hand, and I quote, if the gift extends beyond one of the items mentioned above, for example, from a bottle or two to a case of wine, or from a turkey to a Christmas hamper, you will need to consider the contents and cost before being able to determine whether the benefit is trivial. In such cases, you should treat all the factors objectively and use your judgment. Now, we must also bear in mind the legislative requirement for the generosity to be on similar terms. How then would the HMRC officer react to the workers being given a £20 turkey if the directors receive a whole side of smoked salmon costing perhaps £100? The probable answer, of course, is that the salmon will be treated as a taxable benefit and the turkey will not. But it is a matter of judgment. It is also important to note that seasonal gifts might be given for different festivals than Christmas, perhaps for the Indian festival of Diwali or the Japanese Matsuri festival, and there are potentially many more. Small gifts, such as an arrangement of flowers, may be given at other times, including birthdays and the birth of a child. Also a gift on marriage, and none of these should be treated as a taxable benefit. Be warned, and by contrast, however, if flowers are given as a reward or a thank you, they will normally be taxable. So the employee that organizes a function or an event, if she's given flowers as a thank you, then potentially those are taxable.